Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Third and Footlong Show. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Good evening, DT. How are you?
I'm doing very well on 104.6 Planet FM, Darren.
Yes, it is indeed. I thought I'd give you a little bit of an advertising to push there.
I thought that's what you were doing.
I was. Just leaving it open for you.
Thank you.
And did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I did all right.
Excellent.
How about you?
It wasn't too bad, thank you.
I know.
Wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
A few good results.
Oh,
I was very happy about a few things over the weekend.
Just slightly happy or just, very happy?
Oh, very happy.
Okay.
But for certain things, I hope we get to those games. And if we don't, I'm just going to just talk about them anyway.
I was surprised you didn't text me at all on Sunday. Like, you actually fell off. I texted you, I think, in the morning, and then you fell off the face of the earth the whole of Sunday, and I was kind of like, Darren, where's the roasting at? Where's any comments? Nothing.
Sometimes it's just, you know, less is more.
Nothing.
Less is
nothing
more sometimes.
Nothing came through. Then you randomly messaged me some videos that we're going to put up this week on the socials.
Oh, yes.
At like 10 p.m. at night.
I was busy just doing videos. I was busy doing videos about the Golden Boot game, about Oklahoma, about...
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
What's the opposite of rolling? Stationary Tide?
Stationary Tide.
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, I hope we get to that game. Well, what can you get on the show today? We'll get the food poll. And today's food poll, huge amounts of interest and comments and engagement. Random stuff going on the food poll. Then we've had a sort of guest listener from the UK that wants us to discuss something.
Da Beers.
Da Beers?
Da Beers.
Da Beers is what he called them.
Well, that's what they called.
That's what they call themselves. But we'll probably flick through a bit of news. We'll flick through a bit of news. We will go through some NFL, and then we'll finish off with some college.
College.
Can we put like 55 minutes towards college tonight?
55 minutes?
Yeah.
This is a bit...
I'd like to spend...
No, we need to talk about Da Beers.
I want to talk 53 minutes about Oklahoma versus Alabama.
No, we have beer down.
We do. I can't... It's interesting that people want us to discuss their teams. I'm pleased about that.
I'm happy to discuss
I don't think
the
they're going to be pleased about what we've got to say about their team.
Well, I don't think they realise that you severely dislike the quarterback for the Bears.
And did he... Well, we won't get into it now, but was he any good today? First four passes for minus 3 yards.
Average.
Yeah.
He's
been my argument
very good
since
at getting
college.
Out of the pocket, though.
Oh.
Like, it's some of them. The crazy one where it was, like, wrapped around his neck, but he somehow got out was ridiculous. Bears.
You know my view.
Bear down.
You know my view. Right. The cheese chart.
Cheese chart.
Cheese chart.
Cheesy goodness.
I tell you what, I'm done with the human race.
Okay.
I'm done with the human
race.
Sorry,
what race are you with now?
I'm with the rat race.
Rat?
Rat race.
Okay. That's
just
very related to cheese.
It doesn't matter how many cheeses you put there.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's still got to find a reason. I didn't even put other.
No, you put please comment here.
I said pick this option if you want to be called out on the show.
Okay, who are we calling out today, Darren?
Seven people wanted to be called out on the show.
Are these people
Because obviously
fired?
There was not enough cheese there for them.
Mm-hmm.
Analia.
I thought you would actually have a complaint that there wasn't enough cheese on the plate, considering cheese is one of your favourite things.
Cheese is... Who's not down for cheese?
Lactose intolerant people.
Those are the sort of people we don't need on the show.
Can't get rid of everyone, Darren.
I'll do the Pat McAfee. Did you see McAfee last week?
He's not someone I paid attention to.
When he told people not to listen to his show.
Oh, gosh.
Because they didn't like the fact that he interviewed Trump on his show. So you don't like it, the fact that I interviewed Donald Trump on the show. You just don't listen. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at Pat McAfee impressions.
No, I noticed.
What's annoying is in this people... Of seven people that wanted to be called out. I now don't know whether it's attention or whether they genuinely couldn't work out what cheese they wanted to eat. Three of them are in my own family.
Yeah.
Nah. So, Mark...
You can't buy your family, Darren.
Mark, no, you can't. They say you can't choose your family, but... No, I'm not going to say that joke. Mark Wood. I'll do it on a comedy stage next year. Not for now.
Okay.
Last time I told that joke and said that. Oh, no. Mark Wood, who actually sent us the bear down question.
Bear down.
Tick that. He did send us an idea, though, for a future poll.
For food
Christmas,
or bear related?
No, food related.
Okay.
Christmas dinner trimmings.
trimmings.
Yeah. So
well,
like,
he really is from England.
He is, absolutely. He's from Yorkshire. Yorkshire.
That's, yeah, no, my family's from there too. That's not what they sound
they
like.
They do sound like that. From no. Yorkshire.
No.
I know go. What I like and I like what I know.
Wow, that's a bit better, actually.
Thank you. I lived there for 3 years.
I know.
Mark Wood from Leeds. Who's given us an idea for Christmas dinner trimmings? He's on the list. Oliver Smith. He's English as well, but lives in New Zealand. Emma. Coombe, who lives in Melbourne. Yeah. Corin Healy, who obviously didn't like the poll because it wasn't his this week.
Is Corin Healy also English? Are these all
no,
English
no,
people?
They're not, okay. No. Coombe's not. No, Coombe's New Zealand. Corin's New Zealand. Chantel, who's English. Analia, who's English, even though they've got dual passports.
English.
What's wrong with English people?
I don't know your word.
So, those are the people who couldn't, or just wanted attention, one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that I've got a daughter that just didn't feel that they needed attention and actually picked.
Well, did they cry
although she did
your
turn around
there.
To me, she did turn around to me and go, if you don't put halloumi on that chart,
halloumi.
We're going to have beef. And I went, well, it's a cheese chart, so...
Halloumi. How does she like halloumi served?
She, sort of like fried crispy.
In like a salad?
Yeah.
No.
Like on sandwiches or...
Oh, okay.
Halloumi chips, like anything.
Halloumi chips?
Yeah, like when you cut them into and then you fry them into like
a little a tiny chip. Chippy thing. Okay.
Nice.
Damn.
Get to Nando's.
Just deep fry, I'm assuming.
Nando's,
so
you owe us
$50. Well,
you owe us $50 for that plug. Right, let's have a look at the cheeses.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgonzola, 1%.
Was that me?
Yes,
I think
you.
I said yes.
Yeah, I think I ticked that as well. Gruyere, is that how you pronounce it? I don't know.
Gruyere.
3%.
I eat it.
Only pick this option if you want to be called out on the show, 5%.
I didn't pick that option.
No, you didn't.
I think you
Neither
did pick
it.
Oh,
did,
you
no,
didn't
no,
pick that
I did
option.
Not pick
okay.
that option. Okay. I don't need to call myself out on the show. I'm on the show.
I don't need
to call myself out on it. I do it at the intro. Like, welcome to the Third and Footlong Show. My name's Darren Lees. I call myself out every week.
I didn't hear you.
Camembert, 8%. Cottage cheese. No.
I don't like cottage cheese.
My brother picked cottage cheese.
Ew.
Ugh. We cannot be brothers.
Cottage
4%. Burrata, 3%. Gouda, 4%. Feta, 7. Edam, 4. Brie, 9. Goats, 4. Swiss, 1. Halloumi, 5. Mozzarella, 8. It's a very spread.
Hey Darren, can I
Blue
ask you a
cheese,
controversial
7.
Question?
Yeah.
Who has better cheese, England or New Zealand?
Oh, England.
Okay, that was very
yeah,
easy
England,
for
England. England, home of cheese.
Home of cheese.
Home of cheese.
Sorry, have you been to the Netherlands?
Oh, come on. None of that hard rind. Nah.
It's not hard rind. It's like Gouda and stuff.
Yeah.
Nah.
You didn't ask about the Netherlands. You asked about New Zealand
I
or England.
I know, because you were talking about England earlier.
England. Boom.
England, boom.
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 Christmas dinners, England, boom.
Do you put...
England versus the All Blacks, England, boom.
Is it Wensleydale or something? Do you put the word fruitcake? It's because I've seen, like, some people in my family doing, they say it's
cheese
English
and fruitcake.
No, cheese and for, like, you serve it with the cheese or something.
Well, you get cheese and, like, you
in
know,
like
those dried, like, what are they called?
No, but those are, like, dried crackers.
Dried
or fruit.
No,
yes.
They're dried fruit thing. No.
Well, they put, like, they
no, not
eat
with fruit
the
cake.
Fruitcake and the cheese together
fruit
on, like,
fruitcake
plate.
Or cheese. That's,
I
like, double dessert.
I don't do it.
That's double dessert.
I'm not really a fruitcake person.
Blue cheese, 7%. Disappointing.
You like blue
it's
cheese?
It's like my favourite, yeah.
Oh, okay, damn.
Parmesan was second. Parmesan.
I'm actually shocked you like blue cheese. Because you hate lots of things on the show.
I do.
I'm really, like, blue cheese is a very strong flavour and you're actually okay
like
with it.
I'm down for it.
Okay.
I'm down for hot spicy curries as well.
I know you're down for hot spicy curries.
Blue cheese, 7. Parmesan, second place with 12. Cheddar, 15%, number 1. We need to delve into the comments because there's a lot.
There's a lot.
My brother, right?
With
he then turns up
cheese.
Again. No. He then turns around and goes, I want to add an option. Well, no, I'm sorry,
is
chap.
You, Dan?
You're not in control. Like, he wanted to
was
add
he younger
Red
or
Leicester.
Older?
Younger.
To be fair, Red Leicester is a good cheese.
Red Leicester.
Is a good
and
cheese.
Then, and then Bear Down, like, started asking for Red Leicester, but
it's
no
a
one
good
in
cheese.
New Zealand knows it.
I know it.
Yeah,
it's
but
a good cheese.
Got British background.
It is a very good cheese. You can buy it at
it
the supermarket.
Cheese.
You can buy it at the supermarket here.
No, did you not have enough choices? There was like about 140 votes in the cheese, by the way.
Jeez.
Massive.
Jesus, many opinions.
Massive.
Are you for cheesy crust or no?
Say?
Cheesy crust, yes or no?
What, pizza?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
If it's there. I'm not paying for it, though. If it's free.
Sorry, you're just stealing pizza, Darren.
Yeah, that's all I'm doing. I go, make a complaint, get them to give it to me for free.
Okay. Well.
Real Karen-esque. Yeah, there we go. Red Leicester. Louise, I don't like cheese.
Is Karen?
Well, why are you here?
Sorry, mate.
Why are you here?
Is Darren the male version of Karen?
Is there any need for that?
I don't know. I just thinking, like, once you said it, I was
maybe
like, you
Darren
right.
Maybe Darren with an E-N. Because Karen's with an E-N.
Okay.
Darren's.
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 Louise, I don't like cheese. Well, why are you here? It was funny. It was funny for three people. Kaz from the UK. Think I just love cheese.
I like that you waved just then.
Kaz from the UK. Like,
yep. Hello, UK.
Sophia, where are the vegan options?
Mm.
I wrote back, I think you're in the wrong group. Sorry.
Vegan cheese?
Yeah. Get out of here. Get out of here. Mm. Then Emma, what's up with liquid stroke nacho cheese?
Oh, damn. Go American.
Oh, no. Does anyone think that we do American things on this show?
I don't
get
know.
Get out of here. Corin, really disappointed to see that other is missing from this list.
Corin, good job, Corin.
Cheryl, Havarti.
Havarti is a really nice cheese. I would say it's probably top three for me. It's a very good cheese.
Do you know
cheese.
Where it's from?
From the Netherlands?
No.
Okay.
I had a look. Where's I didn't from? Know.
It's a very, you should buy it at the supermarket. It's a really tasty cheese. It's very good.
Denmark.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So, that was Cheryl.
Danish.
She loves sabotaging the polls.
I
does
agree with Cheryl.
Every week.
No, this is, I'm agreeing with Cheryl. Havarti is, it's a good cheese.
Well, Cheryl is married
to John. I
know,
Roll Tide.
Yeah.
Is Cheryl also a Roll Tide fan or not?
I hope not.
Are they, like,
she's
different?
She's got better taste than that, but then...
Well, she likes Havarti,
she's married to John, so...
Poor John.
I know.
He's had a bad
and
week.
And he's listening as well. He's had a bad week.
He's had a good week.
He's had
Patriots
a good week.
Won. Okay.
They were the number one seed for about an hour and a half, and now they're not.
I know, but...
So Cheryl, John's bringing a cake in Thursday. Thinks his birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
And he won't tell me what cake it is, and I think she's going to make a crimson cake with the letter A
go
on
Cheryl.
It.
Go, Cheryl. Do it, Cheryl.
No.
Do it, Cheryl.
Do it, Cheryl. She's listening. Do not do it.
Do it, Cheryl.
Get a purple cake with yellow writing on it.
No.
From Baton Rouge.
I am all for if it's just a red cake because I can also claim it as the Arkansas.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Just put a pig on it instead. So this was an amazingly engaging poll this week.
Yes.
133 votes, 22 comments, 5 shares probably all by
me. Strong.
Oh, another 5
views.
Comments there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably not even the ones that even were on my own personal page.
It was your family, you mean? Okay.
No, randomly, I do have some friends on Facebook. Not many, but like I do have some.
Good job, Taryn.
Oh, no, thank you.
I'm proud of you.
You don't even do.
No, I don't do.
That was it. Reese. Who's polling? Oh, no, it's last week's poll. I thought he was going to be critical of the poll again. He was very critical of last week's poll. That's why I challenged him to.
So?
And he did put, I think I can see where you've put the Stilton.
Oh, Stilton.
And the blue cheese. That's where I've put it.
Well, I'm actually surprised if you like blue cheese. You didn't break out down all the blue cheeses.
No, because I'm not that type of person.
You take all
I'm
blue
not,
cheese.
I'm not about the self-indulgence.
I feel like blue cheese is a very self-indulgence. It's the most self-indulgent cheese. Like,
because
of all the cheeses.
Do you like port?
No, I had some bad experiences on port that I won't discuss on the radio.
Did you get drunk on port?
I don't want to talk about that.
Yes or no? You don't, yes. I'm not asking for detail. Did you get smashed on port? That is like, that's such a posh thing to do.
Thanks.
Such a posh thing to do. I got so drunk on port one time. I can't believe it.
Well, is that what they sound like to you? You may be British, so my posh side is British.
It has to be, right?
Do you realise my British is from the north? I don't think that's very posh.
No. Did y'all get drunk on port one night?
Yeah.
Aye, I bet you did, aye. Gone back from pub, got drunk on port. Aye.
Yeah.
Then tried to sober up on cheese. Red Leicester.
Bread.
Did you?
I don't... It was
is
just,
that why
just
you enjoyed the bread pot so much? It gives you, like, trauma. Yeah,
trauma from port.
If you want me to
do
make you
like
feel
port
better,
Darren?
To take it. Yes, I love port.
Okay.
I do.
Port. What's the other one?
Sherry,
that's it, yeah.
I was just about to take the attention away from you because I know that you're feeling the pain of the port.
The pain of
port.
Port
pain.
Sherry.
My mom was once cooking Christmas dinner.
Your
lunch,
mom.
Sorry. And she was doing it whilst drinking a bottle of sherry.
Yep.
Except she didn't stop. Drank the whole bottle. So here's a quick story. Do you want a quick story?
Yes, do the story.
So, I came back. So, me and my dad always used to go to the pub on Christmas Day.
Yep.
Different pubs, different friends.
Wait, how old were you here? Like 9?
Underage. So, we would get back. So, I came back from the pub.
Yeah.
Fully expected to find my mom in the kitchen because that's kind of what I was
Christmas
expecting.
Dinner, yeah.
Instead, my half-drunk dad with a paper hat halfway down his face was stood at the cooker and I'm like, where's mom? Has she, like, gone to the toilet? And why has she left you in charge?
Why is he wearing a paper hat?
Because, like, when you put crackers.
The paper hat. I thought it was, like, a chef hat. And I was like, why did you have a chef hat?
What I also wanted to understand is, who did he pull the cracker with? Because no one else was in the room. So did he just stand there and, like, pull the cracker himself?
100%.
So I said to him, where's mom? And he's like, she's in bed. I'm like, oh, is she not well? He's like, you could say that. To which I looked next to the cooker.
Yeah.
There was an empty bottle of sherry. I was like, oh. So this was Christmas lunchtime.
Yeah.
Didn't see mom until Boxing Day night.
That's fair. That's a strong, potent thing.
She was gone.
We should go port tasting. That'd be fun.
Oh, down in Central Otago, there's an amazing port place.
You're very pro Central Otago.
I do love Central Otago. Tannacreef, $50, please, Debs, for the mention of Tannacreef.
Yep.
They have an amazing place. Beautiful outlook over Bannockburn and Lake Dunstan.
Oh, yeah, down that way.
They've got, she's got a little window that's called BS Corner. I won't say the word because I'll get told
off.
Yeah,
no, don't say it.
And you can just do port tasting. Amazing.
Hmm. Interesting.
It's a winner. White port, ruby port.
White port.
Tawny port.
Tawny port.
Pingo port or something like that.
For a while there, I kept being given Taylor's port because my last name is Taylor.
Taylor.
Yeah. And everyone thinks everyone thinks it's funny, and then you're kind of like,
and you're like,
yeah,
this is where my trauma comes from.
Just kicking Taylor's port, yeah.
Anyway, enough cheese.
Mm-hmm. And port.
Should we go over and enough port?
Mm-hmm.
Do you drink it now or not?
I do, but like I don't drink it excessively.
Do you know I got absolutely destroyed on cider once?
Cider.
Never. Drunk
Ooh,
it
getting,
since.
Yeah, no, fizzy drunk.
Never drunk it since. Just can't even smell it.
I can't drink apple cider.
I got carried home.
No.
And just dumped on my parents' doorstep and they rang
well,
the bell.
Afraid, I was like, did Emma carry
No, God, no, this is... this is... Well, what would this have been? 1988. So, oh, God, that was 12 BE.
12 BE.
12 years before my wife. But yeah, no.
I was like, you're nearly like 12 BE, nearly 12 before BE. I was born,
right,
but then
almost.
I was like, nearly, but not
almost.
Quite.
So do we want to go over to Mark Wood?
Mark Wood.
Da Bears. Are
da
they
Bears.
The real thing?
Bear down.
Are they the real thing? And then he just writes, discuss.
Discuss.
Just discuss.
How would
three
you like
dots.
Us to discuss?
Well, do you think they're the real thing?
No, because I'm very deeply concerned about their defense. No.
Well, I think no, because one, their quarterback.
Yes, I know you're.
Is average.
Problem the quarterback.
And they're playing nobody. Or they're beating teams that have just got huge injuries with nobody. And,
that's fair.
And they're only just winning those games.
So they're now leading the NFC North, though.
I know.
The top of the North.
But, you know, then you could say the same for the Patriots.
Top of the East.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're playing,
solid, yeah.
I mean, they're good, but they're playing nobody.
Yeah, because the Bears came last in their division
right.
last year, so they're playing the fourth ranked teams. But, like, you can get into the playoffs and you can get far. There have been teams that have done it. The Bengals did it in 21 all the way to the Super Bowl. Like, it is a good opportunity in a good year to improve if you're, like, versing the third or fourth place teams. So, all for the Bears going all the way. Love their running game. Swift, a complete re-emergence after kind of falling off a cliff for a few years there. Went to the Eagles, Lions, tossed him aside. Back with Ben Johnson, who got rid of him from the Lions, and he's running all over the place. He didn't run as well today as he usually does, but still, I think their running game, I am concerned about the Bears' back end of their defense. It's just not where it should be.
I think if they play someone half decent, they're going to get torched.
Yeah.
I mean, they keep eking out these games, and I think it's not because of Caleb. I think it's in spite of. I mean, he struggled today, and the Vikings, yeah, they've got a decent D, but they're not a good team.
No, the Vikings
They're not are. A good team. They got quarterback issues.
Yes, they do. Do you reckon if they had a good quarterback, they'd be a way better team?
Yeah.
They also, unfortunately, the Vikings' offensive line is completely injured. It's just wrecked, injured. I think the Bears, I like what they did on the lines. I think they definitely need to pick up some more defensive rushes. And, yeah, the back end's just really injured, and I'm kind of concerned. And then Dennis Allen's defense is quite complex, so I think it would take them a year to, like, fully get into it. And then once they're fully into it, you'll see, like, the Saints' D were really good for years because people knew how, like, where to go, where to be, how to do the defense. So I think 100% next year they could fully charge forward because they have some great skill position weapons like Roma Dunze. They've got Colson Loveland coming on. Like, yeah, I think the Bears in general... feeling really positive if you're a Bears fan right now. I think you are concerned about the quarterback, but Bears fans are always concerned about the quarterback because they've never really had that great of a quarterback. They had, Jim McMahon.
Oh, yeah, McMahon's probably...
the best one.
Yeah.
And then followed by Jay Cutler, I guess. Yeah, so I think that's kind of where it's at. I reckon that if they could get, like, a really electric running back, Swift's really good, but if you could get, like, a Jahmyr Gibbs or something, it would just be, like, blow everyone away in the North next year. So I reckon you're drafting, like, a...
Rex took him to the Super Bowl, didn't he? Did he take him to the Super Bowl?
Do you mean Fox?
No, Rex, the quarterback.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he did. Yeah, back in the...
Yeah, he took him back to the Super Bowl, didn't
he? Yeah, in the early 2000s.
I mean, I'm feeling good about it because I picked Johnson as coach of the year if he could turn the Bears around, but Vrabel was going to win that by an absolute mile. No, I don't think they're ready yet. I think they'll get to the playoffs and I think they'll get torched in the first round.
I honestly think it depends who you verse. Because if you verse a team who has a terrible run defense, you, like, 100% the Bears will get through the first round.
Yeah.
So I think it just depends who they verse. Because, I'm like, if they verse a team just like a shocking leaky run D, they could, like, put up 250 yards easily on the ground.
A bit like the Bucks or someone, didn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just...
the Panthers, someone like that.
Yeah.
That's going to be a weak division. So there you go. Discuss the Bears. There you go, Mark.
Hopefully that's what you wanted.
Hopefully.
It.
Well, he wanted the discussion, but he probably didn't like the answer.
I was very positive about the Bears. You were less positive about the Bears.
Well, I'm positive Ben Johnson's done a job on them. I don't think they've been tested enough yet. If you look at their games... they've not really beaten anyone amazing.
Do you reckon it's going to be a similar situation where Ben Johnson chooses his own quarterback because he actually ends up not liking Caleb Williams?
I think he's, what's the word I'm looking for? Tolerating.
Yeah, that's why I'm wondering.
I don't think he's enamoured by Caleb Williams at the moment.
No, I think he needs a more mature quarterback who can understand defences a lot better, like a Jared Goff type who's seen a lot more. So you may do wonder if Caleb will be moved on as an asset.
You know
kept.
You can't bring someone in, though. I'm sick Caleb now.
No,
you've
would
got
move
to let
Caleb.
Him go.
You'd move Caleb for some assets and then get someone
but
else.
But what are you going to get? I don't think you're getting a first for him.
Well, I don't know.
I don't think you're getting a first for him. That's like trying to say the Panthers will release Bryce Young and get a first for him because he was number one.
Yeah, no. Oh, you never know because there's some people who really think they can turn people around. So, you don't know.
No.
Never know.
Do you want to do some NFL?
NFL?
Yeah.
I think we should first start.
We'll skip news unless we got time at the end, but there was some weird things happened in the NFL today.
Firstly, let's start with our team, the Browns, because that was the most interesting performance towards the end, I reckon, with everyone wanted to see it, and are you happy?
No.
That's
probably why he got picked at number 150.
I know, I think maybe the Browns may have known something when they put Dylan Gabriel ahead of him.
They went in 16-10 when he come into the game.
Yep.
And then lost.
Yes.
He is the Browns version of Kirk Cousins.
I actually think Kirk Cousins better than him, though.
Well, again, he hasn't done his stock any good today. But no. We'll get to that later. So tickets for this game apparently were being sold for $8.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise
me. And people were like turning on Stefanski like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah. Again, I don't think he has the potential to not be there, but I 100% think Stefanski will be a head coach somewhere else in the league because he's a good head coach.
Yes. Ravens 4 straight.
But not looking great.
No. Lamar's still not Lamar.
No. Henry did have a 100-yard game. Which is good. I do think Tyler Loop, the Ravens kicker, looking like a good pickup for them, which is always nice to not have to think about the kicker. I do think, though, Dylan Gabriel, if he had stayed in the game, they may have won it. I think they would have won it. Miles Garrett, 4 sacks on the night.
Do you want to talk about history? Do you want to talk about history?
Sure, let's go.
Because he actually made history today.
So did Josh Hines-Allen.
Yes.
There's a few edge rushers making history today.
So Miles Garrett's history is today he became the first player in NFL history with 6 consecutive seasons with 12 sacks.
Good job, Miles Garrett.
Passing Lawrence Taylor. Not bad.
And probably heading towards the defensive player of the year. And I think that...
I thought TJ Watt or someone be in that.
No, because he's been injured.
Yeah, true.
So I reckon Browns potentially could have defensive player of the year and defensive rookie of the year with Swizinger because he's astounding. He's leading the team in tackles. He's leading the defense. Like, he calls it every single play. That's insane as a rookie. That's very impressive. So, potential.
I think they've got a good future, but they just can't seem to sort that quarterback situation out.
No.
And they haven't sorted it out all the way back to...
Also, wide receiver.
They have Johnny Manziel.
Yes, they did.
Johnny Manziel.
They had heaps more before that, though. Yeah, Brady Quinn.
Brady Quinn. Then they had God, Tampa Bay. Why can't
Baker
I think
Mayfield.
Of his name?
Baker Mayfield.
Baker.
But Baker was better than pretty much all the other ones they've had so far.
But they just can't get it right. Joe Flacco.
But they can't get the wide receiver position right either.
No.
And they heavily invest. And you think, oh, yeah, this will be good. And then it's like they just don't. It's like a curse almost over the team.
Well, they are the opposite. If what should happen is the Bengals and the Browns should merge again, and they should take the Bengals O and the Browns D, and then Paul Brown should come back from the dead and just put them back together again.
Because the Browns' defense is astounding. The Browns' tight ends are always good. They've had good tight ends for years. They had good tight ends before Njoku. They have astounding running backs. Like, Nick Chubb was a very solid running back for years. Like, they have good running... Like, they do actually have good players over the years that you do kind of go, oh, just it's hard being a Cleveland Browns fan.
They're going to be picking in the top 10 again, by the look of it.
And they'll pick another quarterback, I assume.
Yes, you'd think so, but there's not a lot coming out.
No.
Spin the wheel. Oh, I really hope there's a few.
Do you want to say Shador's stats on the day or not?
I haven't got them on the screen.
Do you want me to go? 47 yards, 4 for 16,
oh.
1 fumble, and a 1 interception.
Oh.
Like, it's
that's
not.
A rating of minus 12.
It's not.
4 of 16, oh my.
Oh, it's, yeah.
He did run a few as well, didn't he? Didn't he run some yards?
No, because he got sacked so much and so terribly sacked that it's gone negative.
Has he done a Justin Fields and he's gone minus for the game?
Yeah, so, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so Ravens won. I don't know if we said that, but...
Yeah, but they did, yeah, 23-16. They are still one game behind...
Steelers, whose quarterback might be out.
That's right.
If we get to that game.
He's so old.
Oh, starting out with a tradition here, Falcons versus Panthers.
Oh, not the Panthers again.
Let's go, Panthers.
What's their thing?
Keep pounding.
There we go. Well, this was another one of those games where you take the starting quarterback out and you're winning, and then you end up losing the game. Went to OT.
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 Bryce Young's stats on the day. Oh, my, like, wow, where did that come from? Finally have a first overall pick.
What was he, 370 or something?
No, he was over 400.
Was he over 4?
I was scrolling up. Yeah, 448 yards, 3 touchdowns.
And then his completion rate was pretty good as well.
Yeah, it was. And then T-Mac had a day with 2 touchdowns and 130 yards. So that little pairing's looking really good.
Now, I've liked T-Mac since he was picked.
Yeah.
Good player.
He is.
And when I watch them against...
And he likes T-Mac or Tetero McMillan.
That's
he does
right.
not like Tet McMillan.
No, not a fan.
No.
When I saw him when he played against the Jaguars when I was over there, by far the best team player on the Panthers team.
Oh, easy, yeah.
Did Canales cut Young loose, or are Atlanta just so shockingly bad?
No, because the Falcons pass rush. The Falcons pass rush. They did the right thing drafting those two players in the first round because it's completely overhauled that whole unit.
Correct.
Like, you went really handy on it and you landed it. Good job.
But this was weird because I looked at the stats at halftime. The Falcons had almost 300 yards of offense.
Yeah, they're just going to get in the end zone.
And the Panthers had 83.
I know. It's called halftime adjustment.
But Canales has cut... Because Younger, the big criticism was he'd only had one 200-yard game all season.
Yeah.
Ding-dong,
and it was like 201 yards, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. And it was a game where all the yards came in garbage time as well against Arizona. But it's almost like Canales opened the book today... And Young just went wild.
It was good. It was nice to see for him because he has had a terrible introduction to the league.
But Atlanta have lost five straight. I mean, Raheem Morris has got to be on the way, right?
But like, you have a really good defense, like a really good defense. You have a fantastic running back. You have an astounding top 10 wide receiver in Drake London. What? Like, what is going on? Why is this happening?
Falcons were 3.5-point favorites in that game as well.
Yeah. And Drake London and Bijan had 100-yard days.
That's right. So. I don't know. The Falcons, I think... Well, in that division, no one's dead apart from the Saints.
Yeah, the Saints are the only one.
It's going to be interesting whether the Panthers, the Bucks, there's only one game, I think, now between them.
Yes, there are.
Yeah. So, going to be interesting running. That Bucks-Panthers game's going to mean a lot.
Jonathan...
There's some bad games today. There's some good games.
Oh, no, please don't. Oh, gosh.
Come on.
Oh, it's the worst of them.
Oh, it's not Miami versus...
It is.
Oh.
It's the worst of them.
Well, I actually had a friend at this game.
Yeah, okay, so...
Good friend of
any
mine.
Any commentary from that? Congrats, Spain, you got a game.
Yeah, you got a game. He's a Dolphins fan as well.
Yep.
Dolphins were favoured by 2.5 and they won by 3. Another game that went to OT.
Yep.
When I woke up this morning, I quickly wanted to watch the highlights.
And
on DAZN, you can go through the key moments.
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw that it got to overtime and then interception, and I was like,
yeah,
that's Tua.
There's
Tua. Here he is, but it was not.
I said to you before, because we were talking about this game before we went on air, Devon Achane is just carrying the Dolphins.
That's right.
He is, like, dragging them. Like, it's not even just, like, I put on back. It's like, no, I'm dragging this whole ship with me.
But there's a few players doing that this year.
Yeah.
There's a few... do you know who I feel sorry for? International audiences. They have had some stink
Oh, yeah,
game.
It's terrible.
They've had
and
the Commanders
should have won
Jets.
It.
Oh.
They muffed the punt and that was
That's
it.
That's right, yeah.
It was just, they muffed it
and then the interception in OT is like... There's not...
Because Commanders D looked a lot better today with Dan Quinn calling it, so that was definitely
Commanders
a change.
D is rubbish.
No, but it was better with,
it was better
Dan
with Quinn
calling
That's
it,
right.
yeah. That made a bit of a difference, but yeah, no.
No, bad game. Commanders need Jaden Daniels. Even if he comes back in 2 weeks, he's going to be playing. They should shut him down for the season.
I think they're already done pretty
Lost
much
season,
out.
Lost season, get rid, pick high, get good players. Yeah.
And spin the wheel.
Tank and spin the wheel. Because it was a rubbish game. Glad I didn't get up at 2 or 3 in the morning for that.
Did you watch this afternoon, though? Broncos versus Chiefs?
Poor Chiefs.
Was it Chief Kingdom?
I saw some photos of poor old... what's his face?
Patrick Mahomes,
no,
Andy Reid,
no.
Steve Spagnuolo,
no.
Travis Kelce.
Taylor Kelce. Oh, yeah, it looks so sad.
He had a good game, though.
He did.
First good game
in a while.
Yeah,
91 yards, touchdown. Mm. 9 receptions, Broncos D.
Do you know the next matchup, though, is Christmas Day for us?
I know.
So, well, it's on Christmas Eve officially,
Christmas Day for us.
So that'll be interesting, yeah.
Mahomes, not really Mahomes again. No. Didn't really carry it.
Do you reckon he's injured or something?
No. Neither team could get the run going. Neither.
No, it was terrible.
Neither team could get the run going.
I'm very because J.K. Dobbins now out for the season. So
yeah,
Bronco
he's gone. Yeah.
I'm very concerned about the Broncos' run game. Because you need some form of or some semblance of a run game when you go into the playoffs. Because otherwise people are just going to be playing. Like, Cortland Sutton was kind of shut down tonight because they put a double team on him. Because there was no run game. Like, who? Bo Nix can scramble, and he's a very good scrambling quarterback, but like...
Didn't.
But who? Like, yeah. who is coming out of the backfield at you?
Oh, well, they do a lot of gadget plays with Marvin Mims, who's fast and
you can only do
like.
So many of those, though. You need some semblance of coming out, like, you can run between the tackles.
I think we've got to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Denver's won 11 straight home games, by the way.
Undrafted. Undrafted player, McMillan. I always love an undrafted story.
Yeah.
2 sacks, 1 interception in the biggest moments of the game.
That's right.
I always love when an undrafted player does well.
Did you see when he did a second sack? He absolutely murdered.
Did you see
Holmes.
Herbert get murdered today? He was knocked out of the game for like a while because it was just such a...
I don't think that hurt them. The big problem for the Denver Broncos, I think more than the run game, is their penalties.
Yes, 147
probably the
yards.
Most penalised team in the NFL. I don't know why, because they're not a dirty team.
Were the Saints penalised? The Saints used to be penalised a fair amount, didn't they?
Yeah, and fancy who's in charge of both.
I know, that's what I was wondering.
The league don't like Sean Payton. That's a known fact.
Yes, that's a very known fact.
Kansas also had 10 penalties. I mean, they weren't 147 yards, but they were 10 penalties.
Well, the yardage was due to the cook-off penalties. Yeah.
Second game. That is the second game that Denver have been involved in where both teams have had 10 or more penalties.
Yeah.
It happened against the Raiders as well. Not an amazing game. Time expired field goal. Mahomes was 6-1 after a bye, and Andy Reid was somewhere like 24-4.
Yeah,
So that's interesting. So Denver now 2 clear of the Chargers, I think, or 3, and 4 clear of the Chiefs. So
spinning the wheel?
Chiefs were favoured. How?
Because they're the Chiefs.
How?
And I'm spinning the wheel, though.
Yeah, but how?
I don't know.
Denver have won 10 on the trot at home. The Chiefs were 5-4.
Do you want to talk about the Super Bowl winning team, though?
Yes.
Eagles versus Lions.
It was a rubbish game. You'd have loved it because it was all D.
Defense.
You'd have loved it because it was all
D. I did actually really enjoy it. Jalen Phillips looking like a fantastic trade for the Eagles. It was a wild, windy night in Philly, though.
Oof. Do you see some of those kicks before kickoff?
Yeah, I know. Oof. The Laporta out for the Lions is not good. He's out for at least 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Which is not great.
No.
Oh, and then 2 offensive linemen went down for the Eagles. That's very concerning because the offensive line is like one of the main drivers of the offense, and you have arguably the best tackle, Lane Johnson, out, and then their center, Cam Jurgens, is out. So that's
not
good.
They didn't do much, though, did they?
No, the Eagles' offense was not great.
No.
They were really forcing the ball to A.J. Brown.
Yeah, which is in. Hurts only 135. Hurts had a Bryce Young day.
Yes.
Saquon got 83. Detroit could not get the running game going at all. Although Jamar Gibbs, 107 receiving.
Yes, so that's how they did it. But the Lions passing tech, nowhere to be found. By Amon-Ra St. Brown, where were you? Like, Quinion Mitchell completely shut him down. Like, completely shut him down. And then did you see, like, Jalen Carter was just, if he wasn't in Jared Goff's face, he was batting the ball down. Like, it was a ridiculous performance by the Philly D. But the Philly offense, nowhere.
But interesting, Eagles heavily penalised, 9.
Yeah.
9 penalties, totally owned time of possession by 10 minutes, but the Lions out-yarded.
Well, because the Lions kept going for it on fourth down, and the Eagles just stopped them. Like, they went for it on fourth down 5 or 6 times,
0-5. 5 times, down, And then only 3-13 on third down. But then Philadelphia were only 4-15 as well.
But it was a terrible PI call that ended the game.
Oh, that was shockingly bad.
Just genuinely. You kind of wanted to see maybe J-Mo will get like a massive like and then touchdown and then we'll have a tied game and go, but no, that didn't happen because it was a terrible defensive passing.
And that's
experience.
What I was talking about when I was talking about the Broncos earlier. The officials are kind of ruining the games.
Well, that one was terrible.
Way more penalties than what there should be.
Terrible.
And then you see some stuff today. There was one I saw, the guy clearly jumped offside, like clearly, and never got called. No. I can't remember the game. It never got called. I was like, He was all over the quarterback within about 0.7 of a second. I'm like, that no one can physically do that.
Was it a Chargers game?
I don't know what it was, but he just completely overran the line. But anyway, spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel.
It's got to give us the game of the weekend, surely.
It hasn't, but it has come out. It's a fun one to talk about. Jaguars versus Chargers. The blowout.
Blown out. Oh, like, dear, totally blown.
Chargers that, going downhill quite fast.
I tell you what, that no one. I don't care anyone. I don't want to hear any commentator on TV.
I thought it'd be
TV.
A game, but I didn't think it'd be a blowout.
I did not want any commentator. Well, the Jags have been dogs.
No, but the Jags' defense has been all right. Jags' special team has been good as well.
What did they give up today? 6 points? I don't think the Chargers scored in the second half, did they?
No, they did not.
And Herbert was taken out of the game.
And the Jags put nearly 200 yards rushing on the Chargers. I mean,
the Chargers were on a three-game winning streak. Jags D just tore them.
Just boom.
This is my comment. Today, Lawrence looked like Herbert, and Herbert looked like Lawrence. It's almost like they come out in each other's shirt. It's like...
Did they hear? Yeah.
No, but just how bad.
And Hines Allen with the franchise sack record for the Jags is cool.
Yeah,
he's been around for ages.
I
can't remember, but he got it over because he's been a few good pass rushers for the Jags over the years, so it's nice that he's got
Herbert,
it.
Herbert, multiple interceptions, I think. Did he get multiple? Yeah. I mean, I think he's 9 or 10 for the season now, where there wasn't it last year, he had about 3 all season or something.
Yeah, no, it's not been. But yeah, their new toy from the Raiders for the Jags fitting in nicely.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought I just did not see that coming, and I don't want to hear anybody on TV going, oh, yeah, this was coming. It was not coming.
No, it was not coming. The Chargers run defense, you got to worry about that. Like, what? She's what?
Yeah, they just got killed, didn't they? They got killed. I mean, that was a very... I mean, 7-4 now.
Mm-hmm.
So they're 2 behind the Broncos. They're 2 in front of the Chiefs. And I think they've got to play the Chiefs at least once.
Should I spin it?
Yeah. Actually, Lawrence didn't have as good a day as I thought he did.
No, Lawrence didn't have that great day. It was all on the running.
He did throw his obligatory interception.
Yeah, well, he always does.
So, yeah, Herbert, 10 of 18 for 81.
Hi, John. I hope you're listening because we are now going to talk about the Patriots.
Oh, we're back there, are we?
Yes.
Well, this was obviously the Thursday night game.
Yes, it was. Just complete domination by the Patriots.
Well, it was. I mean, there's nothing to say, right? Yeah. I mean, they were 11.5-point favourite. Again, but the Patriots are the Bears of the AFC. They've played no one. They're going to play
no
one.
You can hear, don't you just hear that, like, Imperial March playing from Star Wars?
Oh, they're good.
The da, 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 da.
They're good.
Coming.
Drake May's good. I mean, the Jets are rubbish. Drake May's good. Mike Vrabel is obviously good.
I felt a bit sorry for Justin Fields this game because he threw some really nice balls and the Jets wide receivers were like, oh, sorry, I don't have hands.
No, that's right.
I just have no hands. It's just, oh, no. He threw some a fantastic ball that you were like, what? Like, and he nearly caught one from his the wide receiver that threw it to him, did like a beautiful back shoulder to him, and I was like, damn.
Drake May now holds the longest winning record as a Patriots QB outside of Tom Brady with 8 consecutive wins.
And that will add to the MVP chance in Foxborough.
Yeah, he's not the MVP.
No, he's not, but everyone's chanting it.
Who is the MVP?
I don't know. Jonathan Taylor's leading it.
Yeah, they're on a bye week this week. Yeah. Bye weeks for Indy and the Saints.
I do think the Patriots should be very concerned about the rushing defense.
Yeah.
Because the Jets put 140 yards on them and they're not the best
rushing
team.
And then the Jets are no good.
And there's a lot of very good rushing teams in the AFC that if you happen to face one of them in the playoffs, you're done. Like, you can't give up 140 yards on the ground.
What are they ahead of the Bills now? Are they 1 or 2?
I think they're 2. Also, Milton Williams injured for the Pats is not good.
No.
He is a very good player and he is now injured. And that is not good. The only other thing.
Have the Pats had their bye week? No, they're 2. Well, they're 9-2. Broncos are 9-2. I don't know if they've had their bye week. Have they?
No, they have week 14 is their 14. Bye week, I think, yeah.
That's
Diggs
a problem,
had a good day.
Right? Because Denver, luckily for Denver, they're having their bye week next week.
Mm-hmm.
And they need it because, as you say, they've lost Dobbins, they've got Satan. And if you go late, you've built momentum, but then you then carry injuries into
what?
The back season.
Free agent running backs are out there that Denver could sign. I reckon they have to sign someone.
Yeah, they're going to have to do something. unless they can elevate someone from the practice squad line. I don't know.
Who's on their practice squad?
Maybe they can go and get the guy back from Dallas.
No, the trade's gone. You'd have to get Dallas to cut him. So that's probably not going to happen because he's been astounding for them.
But the Patriots are good. Second-ranked team now. Indy don't play till next week, so the Pats will still sit there as second-ranked team.
We're doing the NFL college
now. One more for fun. It's got to give us the best game of the day.
It's not going to.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
Oh.
I trust the wheel.
Do you?
Yeah.
I really hope you want to continue our cheese conversation.
Oh, God.
And talk about the cheese heads.
Yeah, well, Jameis Winston was very un-Jameis Winston-like.
Until the
40
end.
40 seconds from the end.
And then he threw the interception. And then
the fumble.
There it is.
Lost the fumble, threw the interception. Jameis was not doing Jameis.
And then he was.
Interesting that Jordan Love went out injured, then came back and threw two touchdowns.
Yeah.
Before he went off, he wasn't actually looking that great.
Josh Jacobs also injured. That's not good at all.
Willis came in, and he looked all right.
Yeah, but he looked all right last year when he played Malik Willis.
I know. Malik Willis looked all right. Then Jordan Love came in, threw two TDs, and was like, yeah, I'm the man.
Yeah, and Christian Watson got both of them. Two big catches after the wide receivers kicked. Dropping it all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really thought the Giants might have won it, but the two turnovers at the end really let them down.
Killed them. Let's go to college. Let's start.
Should we start? Because I don't want to spin the wheel because I don't want to miss you.
No, we're not. No wheel.
Go
wheel's
for the boot.
Dead. Yeah. The
go
golden
for the
boot.
Is remaining in Louisiana.
It is staying
at Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge,
there we go. Keats the boot.
What was an average game?
It was a terrible game to watch.
Average game.
It was very hard to watch. Not because we'd lost. It was actually just a terrible game to watch because it was boring.
Can I just say one thing?
Yes.
Blow, Hogs, blow.
I know. I don't even understand. I just, at this point, I'm kind of like, oh, we're winning in the fourth quarter? Sure.
But you were like 14-0 up in the...
I don't know.
Did you see the videos?
Honestly, it's just...
Did you see the video of me when we went 14-0 down?
I know.
I think I swore in one of them because
blow,
I was
hugs,
so fed up at 14-0. I was like, oh my...
Do you know what I think happened? Once we missed that field goal...
Yes.
It just felt like the whole team was like, oh, here we go again. This is where we lose. And then just like the whole team seemed to give up is what it felt to me. It's like they're so used to this happening now that you really need that beaten out of you. So I hope the next coach really kind of re-educates them on how to close a game.
I think you've lost 5 by one score.
Yes. And we've like scored some hella good offensive points.
Two interceptions for Green. I think it's 5 of 6 of the last games between these two have been decided by a field goal or less. So they're always tight.
And there's a few wide open misses by Green.
Yeah.
Like, a few that you just, like, two of them, you go, that would have gone for a touchdown because there was no one in front of him and LSU was somewhere else on the field.
Van Buren played relatively well considering it was his first start. I think LSU are looking past this season. I think
they're both done. They're not in the bowl games.
Yeah.
They're gone, aren't they?
Yeah.
4 sacks for each team, so the defense sort of delivered.
Yep. 23-22. Yep. Halfway through the third, I just didn't see a way back for LSU. I'm like, here we go. I'm just not going to hear the end of this.
The only, things that the Hogs have... Running game. The Hogs' running game is fantastic. They always seem to get almost 200 or over 200 yards rushing in the day. And then Green, I have to say, he might be the best running quarterback. Not... quarterback, but running quarterback in college at the moment, because he is really, really good. I think he's probably, if he goes to the league, he'll probably be converted to a wide receiver, because he's very good at running the ball.
Yeah, he's not great at throwing the ball.
No, but he would be a really good slot wide receiver.
Yeah.
Like a really good one. So that'll be interesting to see what he does, because he might, I don't know if he's going to come out at the end of this year.
No.
He could.
He could, yeah.
He might transfer, I don't know.
Hang on, I've just spun the wheel. Oh, Oklahoma versus Alabama.
Do you know what? I mean,
No,
let's see. Is it going to land it? Do you know what? The wheel is saying South Carolina. But no, we can talk about Alabama. Roll Tide.
Let's do the South Carolina, Texas A&M. The biggest choke job in the history of choke jobs.
Yep.
This is about the fourth time South Carolina have done this. They were beaten... Alabama blew it in the last minute. They were 30 points to 3 up at halftime.
Do you know what this does prove, though? The Aggies can do a comeback, and they can win a close game.
I said last week on the show that the Aggies are the best team in college football.
100%.
But they were 18.5-point favourite, which to me, ridiculous. Because South Carolina have kept everyone tight this year.
So South Carolina put up 312 total yards of offense in the first half compared to Texas A&M's 132.
Yeah.
Then the Aggies created 371 total yards in the second half while holding the Gamecocks to 76.
Oh, no. It was warmer. But what happened at halftime?
I don't know.
Did you not see what happened as they were coming out for the second half?
Oh, what happened?
There were two South Carolina guys coming down the tunnel.
Yeah.
And the state trooper just barged them, and they turned around because they tried to move out of the way.
Wasn't it?
And he just turned around and just, like, gave them the... And that just seemed to throw everything. Like, there was this bizarre...
Was that the Aggies, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So it was this bizarre interaction with the state trooper and a couple of the players, and I was like...
I did hear about this.
Yeah, that was not great.
Do you know, though, Casey Concepcion...
Oh, yeah.
...slowly climbing to number one wide receiver in the draft.
Concepcion is very good kickoff returner as well.
Yeah, like, he is slowly
very
climbing out the draft
board. Very good kickoff returner.
The Aggies run game, though, not really a thing today.
No.
64 yards.
No.
Yeah.
But didn't need to be when their quarterback was just second half.
Just bombing everything, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, in that game, there's a couple of, like, high-ranked quarterbacks in there, right?
Yeah.
Lenore Sellers.
Yes.
And it just didn't really happen.
No.
So, second half, it was crazy.
Can I ask you something?
I was trying to include that. Marcel Reed.
Why did you make me watch UNZ versus Wake Forest? Because she put this on the list, and I'm pretty sure it's just to talk about Bill Belichick. Because why did you make me watch that game? It was so terrible. And like halfway through, I was like, Darren, why are you making me do this? So I'm sorry. Can I just ask what?
You can ask the question, and I will own it. I actually thought that Belichick had fixed UNC, and they were absolutely dog.
I wasn't sure. I was like, did you just put this so you could be like, oh, is Bill Belichick going to the Giants? Because people are talking about that. Like, I was like, why have you made me watch this?
I actually thought that Belichick, after the last two games, had fixed UNC, and I was obviously badly wrong. They were terrible.
The best thing about that game is Wake Forest, Demon Deacons, one of the better names in football.
Yes.
That's been like, poof. Just, oh, terrible. Just so terrible. Thank you for making me watch that.
No, it was a rubbish game. I will not put UNC on the list again this season.
Unless you want to talk about Bill Belichick.
No, I don't talk about him. He's dead to me now after that.
Because it was terrible.
Appalling.
Really, really terrible.
This is Oklahoma, but please.
Oh, no, this was the game that I put on the list that we don't need to discuss.
You put Ohio State UCLA, didn't you?
Yes, I just because I thought, you know, at least UCLA had those weird, like, wins.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, what if they do the thing where they knock out Ohio State? But they didn't. Let's not even pretend that was a game.
Julian Sain had, like, a month to throw the ball every time.
I know, it was so terrible.
27-0 at halftime. Ohio State have got the same problem as the Bears and the Patriots.
Yeah.
So they've played no one, and they're going to have to play someone real in the playoffs for the first time. Next on the wheel. Come on, we've got about 3 minutes left. Come on.
Let's go, Alabama. Let's go. It's just ticked over to Clemson.
Yeah, why did we watch this game?
I don't know. You put it on the list.
This was dog.
Garbage.
This was dog.
Garbage.
Louisville, how to self-destruct in the final 4 minutes of a game.
I know, you talk about South Carolina self-destructing, but Louisville was pretty bad too.
Four personal foul penalties in the last 2 minutes or something like.
Adam Randall.
Catastrophic loss.
Adam Randall was the only reason the Clemsons won their game. Clemson Tigers, yeah.
An absolute.
And it was a sad way to lose with the missed field goal as well. Okay, there's three things.
Terrible.
Three things left on the wheel.
They were terrible.
Let's go Oklahoma.
Clemson are rubbish as well.
Let's go Sooner Nation. We have definitely got it on the wheel. For real. Stationary tide.
Sort of tide's gone out. So.
Didn't come back in.
I'm not quite sure how Alabama actually lost this game.
Because the Sooners defense in the Bowen brothers, wasn't it?
Well, why they lost is that they missed a game-time field goal on halftime to tie it at 17.
Yeah.
They've had almost double the yards of Oklahoma. More pass yards, more time of possession.
But the Bowen brothers.
Yeah.
They came. For the Sooners D.
Three Alabama turnovers. I mean, Ty Simpson was over 300 yards again.
And also the muff punt.
Yes.
Muff Hunt, yeah.
Yeah. So Alabama, I think, have dropped to 10.
Yeah. It was the Sooners day in their special team that really won it, because the Sooners' offense wasn't really
there.
No,
that was
either.
Not good. What, no.
Like, the Mattia did just Mattia's enough to win the game, but, like, right. he's not doing well.
He was great the first couple of games, and then he got injured, and he is not the same player.
I do think the Sooners are going to make it to the playoffs, though. I think, because their defense is very, very good. Like, I think they have a chance to make it into the playoffs. But they could also not, but, like, their defense is so good that you do think, oh, because they have LSU, which they can easily win that, and Missouri left. So they're very winnable games for them. So I think 100% they could squeak into the playoffs. And also, who else is going from the SEC? It's not exactly been a great conference this year.
No.
It's been not good.
No,
just not good
anywhere. Awful, awful. So, okay. So let's just have a look here. Alabama have dropped to 10.
Yes, I was about to say that.
Yeah, Oklahoma have moved to 8. And then Oregon, Texas Tech, Ole Miss.
Yeah, all of them.
Ole Miss are very lucky.
Also, North Texas, the first time in the top 25 since like the 70s or something. Yes. Weird. I was like, oh, North Texas. I don't even know who you are.
James Madison at 21.
Yeah, there's some random stuff. When you scroll past number 15, you're like, what are these?
Tulane
is doing very well this year. I don't know if you've watched them, but they've had some fun highlight packages.
James Madison, what a weird one to be.
It's a shocking one. Stop throwing your mic, Darren.
No, sorry about that. But Roll Tide.
Stationary Tide.
Roll Tide.
Stationary Tide.
It gave me no pleasure, even though you've got a video of me.
Hey, John.
Having great pleasure.
Where's
your comment at?
Address
John personally?
Hey, John, what do you think? Have you texted Darren your opinions on Stationary Tide? Because if you haven't, John, where are you at? Nothing?
The only text I've got is, Cheryl says that DT has great taste.
Thank you.
Must have been your cheese choice.
It was my cheese choice. Havarti is a fantastic cheese. Cheryl makes good decisions.
What was I going to... I was going to call them out over summer. I can't remember what it was now, but...
Also, happy birthday for later in the week, John. Sorry, forgot to say it earlier.
But Roll Tide? No, that was a big loss.
It was.
Do that. Can they get back into the top four? I don't think so.
Not in the top four, no, but no. I think they can get to the playoffs.
Oh, again, they'll be, if they lose again, they're at the 12. They can't afford to lose.
No, they can't afford to lose. No, God.
And I think they've got some reasonable games coming up as well.
Yep.
And in Tuscaloosa as well.
Tuscaloosa.
Lost in Tuscaloosa as well.
It's one of the funner cities to say, actually.
Did you see the wild take last week? Totally self-indulgent moment.
Wild take for you?
Yeah.
What was it?
That at the bookies, Vegas,
yeah.
have got Nick Saban as the favourite
for
to
the
take
Giants?
Over LSU.
Oh, damn.
That would be wild.
That would be fun, though.
That would be wild.
Or, you know,
Saban
come to the Hogs.
Back to LSU.
Go, Hogs, go.
Blow!
Sweet!
You've got no backbone. You are the jellyfish. You should have a jellyfish as your...
Jellyfish.
You should have a jellyfish as your... Not a
no, to be fair, actually, our defense plays quite hard. They're still trying.
I'll
give them that. Like, they actually are playing hard, and they're trying to win. So, Razorbacks for life, let's go. What games are you looking forward to this week? I'll tell you what one I'm looking forward to.
Go for it.
Arkansas versus Texas. Because Texas did not do well
Texas
this week.
Texas were garbage.
And if they lose to us, I'll be so happy. I'll just be like,
Manning was rubbish.
Best win of the year if we beat them.
Manning was rubbish.
And then Penn State versus Nebraska. Just interested because Matt Rule potentially up for the Penn State head coach.
That's true.
So I just think that would be interesting. Rams-Bucks I think will be a fun potential playoff
team
battle.
If you look at the top five, they've all got really easy games, haven't they?
Yeah. Oregon-USC. Yeah, no, there's an easy schedule left.
I don't even know who LSU have got this week, to be honest. I think they've got a pretty tough game.
I am a bit upset that Rodgers might be injured because I was excited him versus the Bears since he owns that team.
Yes.
See what would have happened there.
That's a potential break, isn't it?
Yes, sir, he has potentially broken left wrist, which you can theoretically still play if you want to because you don't throw with your left wrist.
Yeah, but it's when you get tackled, right?
Depends on how much you want to play for the Steelers.
Yeah.
I do have to say, though, Darren, I think we have to sign off for tonight.
Oh, no. Well, LSU have got WKU, by the way. Then they play Oklahoma.
WKU.
Oh, no. Then they've got Oklahoma.
What is Wake Forest? Who is
WKU?
I
don't know who WKU
is. Western Kentucky University?
I don't know who they are.
Western Kansas?
That gets us to the end of the show. We have had way too much cheese chat tonight.
Cheesy.
Packers. We'll come back with another, but don't forget, as always, get on those socials, follow and subscribe. And we have got some videos from this weekend coming. So I've been Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Thank you very much for spending another week with us. We'll see you next Monday night.
Our diversity. On air.